About 5 miles south of the Colorado-Wyoming border, a large stone sign on a two-lane highway points visitors to the Abbey. Down a short driveway into the stony valley, idyllic red farm buildings sit in the shadow of the main abbey, where 22 sisters live, pray, and work.
Good morning!
Oh, that's so cool.
Three nuns step out of a retro Ford truck, dressed in simple white veils. Oh, and jeans, plaid shirts, and Carhartt jackets.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, Luke.
Sister Walburga runs the Abbey's ranch. Other sisters give her a hand. And the list of agricultural activities here is long. They raise cows, llamas, chickens, and bees. The most unique addition? Water buffalo, milked to make mozzarella. But the biggest moneymaker on the farm comes from the beef cattle. The money from sales goes to supporting the Abbey. Sister Walburga says the sisters are very aware of their marketing edge.
We have a bit of a corner in the market, you know, none selling natural beef. You know, people kind of believe in it, you know.
They've been in the grass-fed beef game now for about 7 years. And because their ranch is so novel, they've never had a problem selling the meat.
Some of our customers want it because of the beef. Some of them want it because they know how they're being cared for. We didn't have much trouble, and now we just always have a waiting list for the beef.
To keep the baby cows safe from the region's numerous predators, like bears, coyotes, mountain lions, the nuns employ an unorthodox set of security guards.
The llamas do have a purpose, besides, baby calf protection. We have actually seen them chase a mountain lion off the property.
What?
Yeah. That's why we have llamas have various weaponry. One of them is their breath. they kill with their front feet. You know, they try to disembowel you. If they were upset with you.
That's right. A disemboweling guard llama raised by nuns.
Go ahead and call and shoot.
Dark. All the cows are gonna come, sister.
Is Daisy taking the lead?
When many religious orders were founded centuries ago, agriculture was more than a way of life. It was a way of survival. You raised the food you ate. And while farming has become less common as we've urbanized as a society, Sister Walburga says the Abbey's farm is more than just a quaint business. While other sisters have questioned the ranch's value, she says it keeps the sisters connected to the outside world.
You know, when our neighbors are suffering from drought or suffering from flooding, we can totally relate to them. Like, you know, we're not, you know, above and beyond. And, you know, the nuns are never touched by weather issues or, you know, it's good to be at the mercy of the environment. And so other people know, you know, that we don't live some kind of ethereal life.
Most Benedictine monasteries use the motto Ora et Labora, meaning prayer and work. That motto doesn't represent separate ideas to the sisters. All day, prayer and work are intertwined.
Praying with the scriptures is like chewing your cud, that all through the day, we're ruminating on it. So we chew, swallow, regurgitate, chew. And so it's not just the Lord is my shepherd, it's the Lord is my cowboy.
With farm work done for the morning, it's time for prayer. Back down at the main abbey, Sister Walburga is in her traditional black and white habit. After prayers and a quick lunch, the sisters will be back in their Carhartt jackets to round up some rogue llamas. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.